Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As much as I'm glad that Osama is dead, I'm feeling very strange today. I'm feeling like this whole thing happened yesterday. I'm one of these guys that I was on my way into work. I mean, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Guys changing shifts. It was just unbelievable. Now, you know, now he's gone, but it's just kind of it's a big flashback.
That's for sure. There's somebody listening in New York, excuse me, who worked at the restaurant Windows on the World in the World Trade Center. He says that many people in New York are feeling a strange sense of deja vu because of the death of bin Laden. And that's the number one issue, the number one discussion topic. Not much else going on, a little bit here and there. But for the most part, the majority of time in this hour will be, as it has been all week long, focused on the killing of bin Laden and what it means to you. Pictures, pictures, pictures. We want to see the pictures. What kind of coverage do you think the news media is doing of all of this? We'll start with some of that in our countdown as we reflect. The News Talk Radio reflects on the news, and that certainly is the news. So here from Fox News, Jamie Colby, speaking about the way a lot of people in New York, especially firefighters, have been reacting to the killing of bin Laden.
The feelings at the firehouses around the city today are mixed. They are very happy that Osama bin Laden is gone, that the families get some sense of relief. But it's a time that they're remembering their brothers, those that they lost. 343 firefighters in New York City lost their lives. And just to put it in perspective, that compares to only 23 NYPD officers, although, of course, one loss was too many. Today, there are a lot of memories, particularly at this firehouse. Lots of people have come here. This is Engine 54, Ladder 4, Battalion 9. And the reason is because they lost the most. They lost 15 firefighters on September 11th. And everywhere you look here, you see a reminder, not only that they remain at the ready, but also that they have certain relics, certain things here that every day remind them of those that they loved and that they lost. In particular, one I was allowed to actually go inside. They aren't allowing anyone, but they did allow Fox News to go inside and see this memento. It's a table that actually has inscribed the motto here, which is never missed a performance. The reason for that motto was that they're located in the Broadway Theater District, and they have a kinship. They take care of a lot of the theaters when there are fires. They take care of a lot of the restaurants and also a lot of celebrities that live in this area. This firehouse dates back to 1898. They recently updated that table in tribute to their brothers that they lost that day, and we appreciate that the chief allowed us to see it. What they won't allow you to see, but what I did see, is there's a white assignment board hanging inside right behind me in the firehouse that has the assignments of those that were lost that day. They just don't have the heart to wipe that board off, to take their names away, so it still stands. The fire commissioner did speak out after Osama bin Laden, the news of his death, was made public, and here's what he had to say. In firehouses throughout the city, our members are grateful for the news and thankful to all the brave members of the U.S. military that had a role in this successful operation. And just to let you know, it's not just firefighters here at this house. There are many military reserve officers that serve in the fire department, and many of them have served in Afghanistan. Some of them at this house, actually helicopter pilots that go in and do rescue operations, just like they do every single day here in New York City.
As I said, that's their job. It's great to appreciate people doing a job well done, though, isn't it? 800-510-8255. From CNN, Dr. Drew Pinsky talks about the surprising reaction his children, who were teenagers, had when he told them bin Laden had been killed.
It took the better part of a decade, but the U.S. did get their man. And it may be a crude form of justice, but I got to admit, it feels kind of good. It does feel kind of good, and it's a symbolic phenomenon. It's a symbolic event, but it is cutting off the head of a snake. It really is, and it does mean something rather profound to those of us that have been living under the shadow of 9/11. And it's interesting. I would ask each of you to just examine the story I'm about to tell you and see if this has meaning to you. I was heard about it last time from my wife, and she sort of texted me. I said, "Oh, wow, that's really great." And then I got a parking ticket. And I thought my son parking next to me got a parking ticket, too. So I texted him, hey, you're going to get a ticket. It's my fault. Give it to me. And, oh, by the way, did you hear that they got bin Laden? And my kids, I have triplets. They're 18 years old. And my two sons reacted with this huge, like, this incredible reaction. Like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. And I thought, wow, you make sure you talk to your kids at home. They have been living with this most of their life. My kids were 8 years old when this happened, and bin Laden has been a shadow hanging over their lives, their entire conscious existence. And to have that end is a really big deal for them. It's symbolic, yes, but it's a big deal. We are not the same. We didn't ask for this scar to be brought upon us. We didn't ask for this. It came to us. And I think what we're seeing here finally is that we can really finish it. It's not over. Don't gloat. Don't get cocky. But I think this is at least a sign that we can finish this if we put our mind to it. It feels very different than when I was an adolescent. I remember I was in college looking at the Boston Globe, a picture of some helicopters that crashed in the Iranian desert after a failed attempt to get the hostages back. And that felt awful as a young adult, to be that incompetent. At least we are competent. We say what we're going to do, and we follow through on it, and we do it.
Competence is something that ought to be part of our discussion. I think that Dr. Dreher is right there. What do you think? 800-510-8255. I just on that suggestion, I have not talked to either of my two children for a couple of days, so I'm sending them an email right now asking them what they think, what their friends think. My daughter is a teacher, what her students think of the death of bin Laden. And there is a great question there from Drew Pinsky. What about asking or talking about this with your children? What's been your experience, especially if they're teenagers now, they were young children, and how you explained it was difficult at best. My children were at that time into their 20s, so it wasn't like they were adults, certainly. But your children may have been, as Dr. Pinsky, 8, 9 years old. So how'd you talk to them about what happened then? And since then, what has been, I mean, my daughter had nightmares about it. A lot of children did. My daughter, again, is an adult, and she had nightmares after it happened. Does this help? And are you talking about it with members of your family? 800-510-8255. More talk about talk. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 14 past the hour.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
High
rights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
800-510-8255, opening up the phones now. You can get in the queue to talk about the continuing focus on the situation. What are we going to do? How are we talking to our children about this? I think is a good angle. Look out for some of the viruses that are online, and look at the ABC News simulation if you want. From MSNBC, Dylan Radigan talking to Jackie Gavigan, whose husband was killed in the North Tower.
We had an interview with a gentleman who was at the Mets-Phillies game. The crowd there roared when they found out in the ninth inning that this news was real. But he said he turned to his friend and he said that he felt bad for feeling so good. What's your reaction to this, Ben?
Well, when I first found out, I was excited. It was good news and put some closure to it. And then I woke up to see all the celebrations that were taking place in New York City, and I saw a little clipping of the baseball game. It's been overwhelming, you know, even though there may be a sense of closure. However, I still feel that my children and a lot of children still wake up when, you know, without their parents, whether this is their mother or father.
Your children have been raised in a world where they have not really known anything but the war on terror. I understand you had twins that were two at the time, and then you were also pregnant when this happened. So how were you, let's talk about how you told your children the news of this. What was their reaction?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I couldn't wait to tell my children. And I told them my daughter was shocked, like she was stunned when she first found out the news, and the boys were happy. Last year, this is pretty relevant, I was on my way to taking my son Connor to a Little League baseball game, and he had just found out about who Bin Laden was. I explained to him, because he had asked me maybe 3 months prior, and we were on our way, and he asked me if Bin Laden was still alive, and I thought the timing of his question was relevant, and I asked him why he was asking me, and he said, because I wish Dad was here to watch the baseball game. So I was pretty happy when I was able to tell them the news that they captured the man that killed their father.
Do you think justice has been done?
Well, it's, you know, I think it's a work in progress. I think even though we caught Bin Laden, I think we still need to keep our guard up, and there might still be other groups out there forming.
I know a lot of people would ask about the term closure. Is there ever closure that you can get to this?
You know, not full closure. I have three children that constantly, you know, surprise me with their questions, and I don't think for a lot of families there'll never be full closure.
I'm, you know, hearing you talk brings up emotion for me. So how do you compartmentalize this? To think about how this has affected your life, to think about how this day changes your life, changes your children's questions that they may not ask you now anymore about Osama bin Laden. How does that make you feel?
You know, my children were so young. They were two and not even born. This is all they know, really. I mean, even though my twins have met their father, all my children know is being raised by a single parent, and they know how their father died, and they have so many friends that have shared that same experience. They go to a camp, and I think it's just never going to settle in. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets easier as the years go by, but I think it'll always be something that's a part of their lives forever.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
On the words we guarantee.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Looks like President Obama has a new campaign slogan. Yes, I did!
There's Jay Leno with the obvious. 800-510-8255. It's Wednesday, and we've been through this now for 3 days. We're getting updates what people are thinking. The news media following this, it's interesting to... in this circumstance, get the perspective of Geraldo Rivera and Greta Van Susteren together on Fox News.
A huge announcement on a huge night as Osama bin Laden officially dead by U.S. military, U.S. intelligence community. We don't have all the details, but it was a firefight on the ground in Pakistan. Geraldo, you took us to this moment. Your thoughts on this, these remarks and the significance of them.
Well, the president was somber and obviously pleased, not exultant. He wasn't pumping his fists in the air, but clearly he was deeply affected by this. I tell you, Brett, what I was thinking about is all the GIs that I have seen in action. You know, I have pictures in my office of me standing next to GIs that are dead now in Afghanistan and in Iraq. But thinking back specifically to Afghanistan and how I came to this network really to go and cover this story, and I've been pursuing, every lead we could possibly find on bin Laden, the terror mastermind who wreaked such havoc and caused such distress and cost us so much money and affected all of our lives. And now to finally hear the President of the United States confirm that not only is he dead, but he's dead at the hands of the very heroes that I have seen shedding their blood, in places that are more inhospitable than the surface of the moon sometimes. This is a bookend. This is a major chapter in American history is closed by this. We have exacted our revenge. We have. In the Old Testament sense, taken the eye for the eye, and never was it more deserved.
Just moments ago, a statement from former President George W. Bush released by his office. I'll quote here. Earlier this evening, President Obama called to inform me that American forces killed Osama bin Laden. the leader of the Al-Qaeda network that attacked America on September 11, 2001. I congratulated him and the men and women of our military and intelligence communities who devoted their lives to this mission. They have our everlasting gratitude. This momentous achievement marks a victory for America, for people who seek peace around the world, and for all those who lost loved ones on September 11, 2001. The fight against terror goes on, but tonight America has sent an unmistakable message. No matter how long it takes, justice will be done. Former President George W. Bush. Greta, your thoughts?
You know, it was very presidential. Of course, he is the president. I would have loved to have had a news conference because there's so many details I want to know. I want to know about his call, the inside story to President George W. Bush, because this is obviously very important to President George W. Bush since the war started. 9/11 happened under his watch. President Bill Clinton has also responded. I suppose we'll get more statements tomorrow, but I thought it was a good statement that he made tonight. It's almost like an AP, you know, just the facts. He just told us the facts because he is very mindful that this has huge consequences, potential consequences around the world as other nations listen to exactly what he has to say. We don't know about the followers of al-Qaeda. We don't know about al-Zawahiri, the number two. Where is he? Did he get hit as well? We don't have any of that information. We'll get all that tomorrow. But this, I thought the president came out and would have made a strong, brief statement. I thought that the nod to President Bush by reference to President Bush was a very important one. I look forward to getting many more of the details behind the scenes on this.
All right. I played that because I wanted to reflect on where this all began and thought maybe a couple of days of perspective listening to Geraldo Rivera, Greta Van Susteren talking about their reaction immediately upon the announcement of the president a couple of nights ago. Thought it was good to review. Hopefully you agree. Comments coming up 28 after.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at seedsnow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, seedsnow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
I'm John Tridden.
Radio stations all around the country, folks listening on the internet around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the daily review of what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. That is the news talk issues of the day, and certainly Bin Laden's death is number one and will be number one in probably two or three different aspects when we review over the weekend. We have a three-hour special over the weekend that takes all 10 of the items normally we discuss during the week. And our two-hour daily programs, you can check them out if you're not able to listen to the whole thing live. You can go to DougStephan.com, see the listen box, find the archives, check out hours number one or number two. Maybe there's some things this week you want to listen to that you haven't gotten a perspective on. That's why I just a few minutes ago had an excerpt from an interview that was done actually Sunday night to sort of put a feel how much more we know now and how much more mature the thoughts are than they were then. 800-510-8255 at DougStephan.com. Also, there is a focus on a teacher named Gary Waddell, who is finally shaving off his beard. He has not shaved since September 11th. He said he would not shave until we got Bin Laden. That's pretty interesting. You might want to check that out. Plus, the slideshow that's there at DougStephan.com from Washington, New York, and some of the other celebrations around the country the other night after the announcement that Bin Laden had been killed. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, now that Bin Laden is dead, do you feel safer? 47% of you who responded to DougStephan.com said no, this will incite his followers to plan more attacks. 31% of you said a bit, I want to hear more details. And 22% of you said yes, you feel safer. Now, you want to amend that, oppose to it, 800-510-8255. And then the poll today, which recognizes the continuing maturation of this discussion, whether or not you think the government needs to release the Bin Laden death photos. A, yes, we need to know for sure that he's dead. B, maybe, though some still will not believe it. And C, no, it just glorifies him and helps make him a martyr. The ABC News simulation shows, perhaps without all the guts and violence, the actual tenor of what went on that night over in the... It's interesting to listen to the play on this somewhat because there were a few missteps, the helicopter and all that. But, you know, it's like a lot of these other things. They come together on a wing and a prayer, and I mean that in the most positive sense, the fact that the soldiers and the people on duty could adapt to the changing situation, even though they'd practiced doing this many, many, many times. It didn't go the way they'd planned it, but they still got their man, and that's the good thing. 800-510-8255. Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky talked to radio host Terry Miners about this being the most significant military event in his entire lifetime.
It's an incredible event, and you know you hate to just sound totally excited about somebody's death, but in this particular case, I think it's justified. I was trying to think last night and this morning whether there's been a more significant military accomplishment in my lifetime, and I can't think of any. You know, Hitler was the last one. I wasn't born
right
until after World War II, and to do something which, just because of the 10 years that have passed, seemed more and more impossible to have achieved that is something that kind of gives you the country, you know, its mojo back, for lack of a better way of putting it. And, you know, our intelligence operation was phenomenal. The Navy SEALs unit was just incredible. President Obama stepped up, took the risk, and... I think it's an enormous psychological achievement for the country, and I think it's an enormous psychological blow to Al Qaeda, and presumably to terrorist groups around the world. So, an incredible night and day, and I think there's a little bit of the same national pride and national coming together that there was after 9/11.
I agree, and you're right. We don't want to turn cartwheels over the loss of any life, but I've had to liken it in my mind, too, as a person who's not in favor of a death penalty, to removing a cancer in order to save other life.
That's a perfectly valid analogy and a good one. You know, the way they did this, it was so well thought out, even to the extent of disposing of the body, disposing of him at sea so nobody could create a shrine to a burial spot. They couldn't, I don't know what they would do with the body anyway if they had it, but it was just so well thought out and executed that you have to say this was a great moment. And even though it involved someone's death, it was somebody that the world is better off without.
Yes, sir, that is for sure. 800-510-8255. Who could argue? Well, actually, you got to figure the Iranians are going to try to mix it up. The Pentagon releasing details of all of the operational stuff. So Iran is claiming that bin Laden was killed by us because of a risk of information coming out that the Al-Qaeda operatives and the United States were working together. Yes, you heard me correctly. Here is a quote from the Fars news agency with the Iranian counter-explanation of what really happened. The U.S. has killed the Al-Qaeda leader bin Laden in a bid to prevent any possible leakage of intelligence about the U.S.-Al-Qaeda joint terrorist operations. The West was fully satisfied with bin Laden's performance during the past years. It was obliged to kill him to prevent possible leakage of the priceless intelligence that he had. That's what the Iranians are saying. What do you think about that? 800-510-8255. On The Daily Show, Jon Stewart said that bin Laden's death was pretty good for everybody.
I am way too close to this whole episode to be rational about this in any way, shape, or form. Last night was a good night for me, and not just for New York or D.C. or America, but for human people. The face of the Arab world in America's eyes for too long has been bin Laden, and now it is not. Now the face is only the young people in Egypt and Tunisia and all the Middle Eastern countries around the world where freedom rises up. Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's opportunity is gone. Al-Qaeda's opportunity is gone. For the last 10 years, Al-Qaeda had the world's attention. They apparently wanted an ideology competition. And for all of our rights and wrongs and the world's rights and wrongs, all Al-Qaeda seems to have come up with is, all right, we'll kill some Americans. How about killing some British people? Maybe bombing Yemen or something. Shoe bomb doesn't work? How about an underwear bomb? They have nothing. Can they still do damage? I'm sure. But we're back, baby.
So there's a pretty uplifting, and I think that that reflects kind of what I've been thinking. What about you? 800, now those of you who believe he's dead, if you don't believe he's dead, then you're not reflecting in the same way, shape, or form. We want to hear from everybody here. 800-510-8255. Here's some of the Facebook material that's on the Doug Stephan Show Facebook page on whether Bin Laden's photo ought to be released or not. Kenny says, yes, it is what it is. Kevin says, even if the photo is released, the tin hat crowd still will not believe it. Tom says, yes, the sooner the better. Delays lead to questioning the authenticity of the photos, which leads to conspiracy theories. Christopher says, sure. Dean says, the choice to see the photo ought to be mine. We've seen many things from shuttle disasters to the Twin Towers, the Kennedy assassination, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the tornadoes. The option to change the channel or not by the newspaper is always available, and we are more than capable of making our choices. I also understand not wanting these images to be used by Bin Laden followers as a rallying point or a recruiting ploy. There's no way to just release the image in the U.S. and keep it from traveling around the world. On the other hand, there are already fake photos circulating, and those could be used for the same purpose. The real ones might be, it would probably be good. We ought to be able to see them if we choose to do so. Do you choose to see them? That's a pretty intelligent and well-articulated thought. Thank you for participating. Again, Facebook, you can go there, go to DougStephan.com, click on the Facebook icon, or just go to Doug Stephan Show and post something on the wall there. That'd be cool. 800-510-8255. Speaking of cool, Patricia is in Fayetteville, North Carolina, with her thoughts on the president.
I would just like to draw attention to the fact that when President Obama was campaigning, running for president, he was actually driving the policy that President Bush and Cheney, because if anyone can remember, he was saying that they should use drones, and whenever he would speak during the debates, whatever he would say that he would do, they would go and do it. So the continuity that they're giving President Bush credit for actually was driven by President Obama. And he said that he would get him, and he did, and he used intelligence rather than the cowboy, bullyish type rhetoric that we saw in the previous administration. So his emphasis has always been on diplomacy and intelligence. And in this case, it has worked. And I'm glad that it did.
You happy about this? 800-510-8255. Randy's in Illinois, and there are a lot of people who, well, let's listen to what he says.
First of all, get these people to study talking about President Bush this and President Bush that. President Bush is the person that dropped the ball. The man simply dropped the ball. It should have never took this long to get this man, and we would have focused our attention on Osama bin Laden from day one to now. This guy came in office, our president, and he got the job done. He said he was going to get the job done, and he got it done. And what I'm saying is, if President Bush would have focused that attention, we wouldn't even be at this point right now today.
I don't know that I disagree with you on that, sir. Thanks for your call. In a moment, we get an update on what's going on in Libya. Yes, folks, there's still action in Libya. We'll update you on that in a few minutes on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
800-510-8255, our focus on Libya now. A lot of the things that happened before the president's announcement. Here is Frederick Pleitgen from CNN reporting about this weekend's air raid that killed Gaddafi's son.
After a massive airstrike in downtown Tripoli, international journalists were taken to the scene. A residential compound that we were told belongs to Gaddafi's youngest son, Saif al-Arab. There was extensive damage, and a short while later, the government made this announcement.
They attacked, resulted in the martyrdom of brother Saif al-Arab Muammar al-Gaddafi, 29-year-old, and three of the leader's grandchildren.
The Libyan government claims Muammar Gaddafi himself was at the compound with his wife when the bomb struck but escaped unhurt.
This was a direct operation to assassinate the leader of this country. This is not permitted by international law. It is not permitted by any moral code.
NATO has confirmed an airstrike on Tripoli, but says the target was what it called a command and control facility. The alliance continuously says it's only going after Gaddafi's military infrastructure and not targeting senior members of the regime.
The Libyan government says that this is purely a residential complex that was struck here. It was obviously struck by massive ordnance, as you can see by the fact that this entire building was absolutely flattened. It appears to us that there's several layers that go down here, which might be something like a bunker. But right now, we're just not sure what was underneath this building.
Saif al-Arab is Muammar Gaddafi's second youngest son and one of the most low-profile children of the Libyan leader. There's no way to verify that he was killed in this strike.
Yeah, well, that doesn't seem to be the case. Apparently, everybody knows he was killed, whether it's verified or not. War, war, and talk of war as we continue on the countdown.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here reviewing another war, or pseudo-war, our involvement in Libya. Yeah, we've sort of forgotten about this because of the killing of bin Laden, but it's going on. And so we have this action. What do you think? We're involved there, like it or not. James, listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington with our involvement in Libya, his focus.
I'd like to tell you, there's never been a war since World War II. Everything has been conflicts. And all these conflicts that we had, Vietnam, all this is about the rich man getting richer. And I was Obama, President Obama, he's going right into conflict by going into these countries, bombing them with money that we as citizens have to pay for the bomb to replace them. He's not our country, so he's not the president of the world. He's the president of the United States. McCain is the president of the United States, not the president of the world. This is why you have the UN. And I want to say people need to go back to what we do as people to take care of this country and stay out of other people's business.
Sounds like Bill Cosby, doesn't he? 800-510-8255. James, people still talking about McCain's visit there, what, a week or more ago. 800-510-8255. Here's Ken in Florida with sort of the same old story, and I don't mean that as a put-down. Ken, go ahead.
My thoughts are President Obama waited for the U.N. to make their first move. Everybody looks to the U.N., but yet they always were dragging their feet. Previous presidents went ahead without the U.N. making any resolutions, and they were condemned for it. So I believe Mr. Obama waited for them to make the move. And the sad thing was the civilian death toll was rising at the same time. President Obama was criticized for coming in late, but it's a tough and fine line to decide whether he was right or wrong. But the point is we're involved. We have to be involved. People don't realize, I hear them talking about economics, the bubble, and all that good stuff. But the problem is, in the long run, that this man is capable for whatever weapons he has, and nobody knows exactly what he has, he could sell them to terrorists, and it'd be more costly in the long run. The U.S. involvement in the world is a necessity. It will always be. We are a world power. That's where we were put. Like it or not, that's what the U.S. is ending up doing.
All right, so does that reflect it? It's interesting how the president's poll numbers have shot, up Zoom. I think he's like a 59% approval rating, and he had a 39% approval rating a week ago at the height of the criticism from what we were doing in Libya. Charles is in Michigan with a question, and the question is a good one.
I don't have any sympathy for Gaddafi. He was poised to murder nearly a million people, laughing and doing his thing, you know. He's been in office for 42 years. His whole family runs the government. How can we have so much anti-American sentiment for a president that goes in there with the missiles to try to save lives and to curb this big bully on the world scene? It should be term limitations for these dictators, if nothing else. We need term limitations. How can you run a country for 42 years with your family, and when people have a protest, you don't give them a vote, you give them a bullet? You know, it's just un-American. And the way this president showed his strength by involving the United Nations and these other countries, I think that's just great.
You know, it's interesting how, as you think about this, there are people who are suggesting and have suggested we ought to send the same team in to Libya to get rid of Gaddafi, to get rid of bin Laden. Here's Jim in Arizona.
We shouldn't even be in there right now, but it's understandable in essence that right now we're so in bad shape energy-wise. We have a no renewable energy program that we should have. Instead, we're trying to lock up oil, this case for Libya. Next time it'll be for Iran or Venezuela. And instead of focusing on clean energy, I mean really clean energy, not the kind that comes down as radioactive plumes, Obama is still including nuclear as clean energy, which is absurd. And so instead, right now, we're going into countries to steal their oil in under any condition. And right now, it's Libya. Of course, it'll be Iran soon and then Venezuela. What will end up happening is that we'll have a military coup there in Libya. Right now, the CIA and Mossad are backing up the resistance. So we see no phase of leadership for resistance. It's just a bunch of ragtag people. But in essence, it's just the Mossad and the CIA backing that. So what will happen is the military will take over, and then we'll fund a ton of money to them. Then we'll have to privatize. They'll privatize the oil industry and turn it over to